This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. On Wednesday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 7-2 on behalf of religious schools to exempt them from certain federal employment discrimination laws. Find out more after this break.
Did you know that you can explore Liberty University's 7,000-acre campus from home with a virtual 360-degree tour? Discover their world-class academic, athletic, and dining facilities from a distance and get all of your questions answered through a one-on-one video session with an admissions team member. Don't put your dreams on hold. Text CHARISMA to the number 49596. Again, text CHARISMA to the number 49596.
On July 8th, the Supreme Court determined that faith-based schools have a First Amendment free exercise right to make hiring and firing decisions regarding religious teachers without governmental interference. In two cases, Our Lady of Guadalupe School versus Morrissey Beru and St. James School versus Beale, two teachers at Catholic schools were fired for what they considered unjust causes, age discrimination in one case and requesting time off to treat breast cancer in the other case. NPR reports the schools denied those allegations, but also said that, regardless, the federal fair employment laws do not apply to their teachers because they all teach religion from a workbook 40 minutes a day, in addition to other academic subjects. Based on this, the justices determined that the schools' decisions fell under the ministerial exception to federal employment discrimination laws. Justice Samuel Alito wrote, "The religious education and formation of students is the very reason for the existence of most private religious schools, and therefore the selection and supervision of the teachers upon whom the schools rely to do this work lie at the core of their mission. Judicial review of the way in which religious schools discharge those responsibilities would undermine the independence of religious institutions in a way that the First Amendment does not tolerate." Liberty Counsel's Matt Staver celebrated the decision, writing in a statement, "The First Amendment draws a line in the sand that courts may not cross to protect the autonomy of religious employers respecting certain employment decisions. The ministerial exception applies beyond ministers to anyone who conveys the religious teaching on doctrine of the religious employer. This decision continues to confirm the historical and constitutional protections afforded to religious employers." If you like today's story and want to learn more about cases involving religious liberties, you can hear more stories like it on The Strang Report. You can find that show and many more at cpnshows.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.